This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand, and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Tuesday, that is 22nd of October. Well, let's look at what happened in the week gone by. Well, the good news is that Sensex closed above 39,000, while Nifty 50 also closed above 11,600 for the week ended October 18th. Now, most experts feel that at this point in time, a rise or foreign institutional investors or buying by foreign institutional investors helped benchmark indices to climb above their crucial resistance level. In fact, FPI has infused more than 5,000 crores into Indian equity markets or Indian capital markets in October so far. Now, let's look at what happened in the week gone by. Sensex rose 3.07%. While Nifty 50 added 3.15% compared to 2.7% gain seen in the small cap index and 4.6% rally witnessed in the mid cap index. Now, small and mid cap index, in fact, witnessed continued buying as more than 60 stocks in the BSE 500 index rose 10 to 50% in the same period. In fact, the stocks which gave double digit returns in just or in the week gone by include names like Fine Organic, Avanti Feeds, TVS Motor, GIC Housing Finance, Emami, MMTC, BHEL, Yes Bank, the New India Assurance, etc., among others. Now, on the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian market for around about 36 crores, while DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of around about 586 crores. That's what provisional data showed. Now, let's look at what will be the big news to track on Tuesday, that is 22nd of October. Well, definitely corporate earnings will be on top priority. As many as 74 companies will declare the results for September quarter, which include names like Asian Paints, Axis Bank, Siet, India Bulls Ventures, among others. Now, let's quickly look at specific names. In fact, Asian Paints, here the net profit is likely to grow by 10% on a year-on-year basis. For Kotak Bank, here the net profit is likely to grow by 35% on a year-on-year basis. And for Axis Bank, here the net profit is likely to fall by more than 90% on a year-on-year basis. Now, remember, all the estimates are from Motilal Oswal. Now, what in specific, how is Nifty placed for trade on Tuesday? Well, most experts feel that at this point in time, I think Nifty is on a strong footing. In fact, we witnessed a six consecutive session of gains to end at a three-month closing high and formed a bullish candle on the daily as well as weekly charts. Now, there could be further upside in the coming session if the index decisively close above 11,700 levels. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. So definitely, investors should go long on the index, and the first bit of resistance is placed at 11,700. Now, traders are advised to hold on to their long position with a stop loss below 11,553 on a closing basis and should book profits close to 11,770 levels. That's what technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for: be 11,553, 11,684, and 11,700 and 11,750. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,700, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,000 followed by 11,400. Now, in specific, what are the stocks which one can track on Tuesday? Well, RIL definitely would react to, you know, earnings which it reported post-market hours on Friday for the quarter ended September. Here, the net profit rose 18% on a year-on-year basis to 11,262 crores. And sequentially or on quarter-on-quarter basis, the net profit was up 11.46%. HDFC Bank on Saturday reported 26.8% year-on-year rise in standalone net profit to 6,345 crores. After providing 2,652 crore for taxation. So definitely HDFC Bank will be in focus. Apart from that, from the realty space, Oberoi Realty will be in focus. The company posted 35% decline in consolidated net profit at 138 crores for Q2. Now, in specific, what are the technical recommendations? In fact, we spoke to Nandolia Financial Advisors and they've given us three recommendations for the coming week. Well, the first stock that they have on the list is BHEL. Now, that's a buy for a target of 61 and a stop loss of 47.50. Here, the upside potential is 12%. Power Grid, that's a buy for a target of 230 and a stop loss of 191. Hexaware Technologies, that's also a buy for a target of 405 and a stop loss of 350. Now remember, the return potential is close to 7 to 13% on all the three stocks. These are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.